At 3 years old, Anne Innes Dagg went to the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago with her mum, and it was there that she fell in love with giraffes. And it started a lifelong passion for studying these majestic animals. And at 23 years old, as a single woman in 1956, she travelled to South Africa by herself to study giraffes up close. But pursuing that passion as a career was cut short because of who she was. Her excitement, her struggles, and her renewed hope is captured in a new documentary being launched today in Winnipeg. Anne Innes Dagg is the subject of The Woman Who Loves Giraffes. Alison Reed is the filmmaker behind the documentary. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And hello, Alison.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, both of you, for joining us. And let's start with this journey when you really kind of made the effort to get up and close to giraffes. How difficult was it for you to even get to South Africa to study giraffes in the first place?
Well, it was very difficult because I wrote to a lot of people who were there that lived near giraffe, and they said no, they didn't know who would want to sit around looking at giraffe, and had no idea. And then when someone found that it was a woman, it was even worse because they thought they certainly didn't want a woman hanging around their giraffe field. So it was very difficult, but once I got there, was incredibly friendly and was greatly helpful and made this film possible.
It's funny, Anne was used a little bit of ingenuity in her letters when she figured out that part of the reason she was getting these rejection letters was because she was a woman. She started sending the letters using her initial instead of her full name, Anne. So she would sign the letters A Innes instead of Anne Innes. And then she got, as she says, an invitation to go to South Africa from a rancher named Alexander Matthew. But he assumed that she was a man, and she fessed up to him the fact that she was a woman when she was already halfway to Africa. And at first he said she couldn't come when he found out she was a woman, but she managed to make him change her mind, as Anne tends to do.
And how did that year in South Africa change you?
Well, I guess it just made me love giraffes even more, really. I guess when I first saw them, it was just sort of an odd passion. But by the time I had studied them, I realized that really there weren't other animals being studied in the wild like me, and I was probably the first one in the whole world, which was an amazing thought. The first person to sit down and try and find the behavior and sign it up and find out exactly how it worked in an African species.
Did you know that at the time, when you were 23 years old, that you were doing some trailblazing work?
No, I didn't think I was. I just wanted to do the work. I didn't think anyone else would be interested. And actually, nobody was interested for about 60 years, so I was. I knew, I guess, what was coming.
When you got back to Canada, Anne, you wanted to continue research on giraffes and teach, and you applied for tenure at the University of Guelph. What happened?
Well, I taught for there. I was thinking when I, if I got my tenure, which means after 5 years, I could then use my summer holiday to go and study giraffes. So I was thinking I would get tenure. I had really good response from my students, and I had written a lot of books and a lot of articles. But when it came time to go before the tenure committee, they just said, no, you aren't suitable. And there's nothing I could do to make them change their mind. I was amazed that they could be so awful.
How did that decision affect you?
Well, it meant that I couldn't really have anything to do with giraffe, and that went on for 30 years. And when I loved them so much and had a good basis on them, and there was no way I could go over and really work with them because I had no base there. So it was very discouraging.
To be prevented from pursuing your passion because you were a woman.
Yeah, yeah. And I managed to get part-time jobs, so I was able to keep getting books and things from libraries at university libraries, but never got a real fee, a real sum for all the work I was doing.
That sexism that you faced set you on a bit of a path, didn't it, in terms of working for women's rights?
Furious. I just thought this is bizarre how I, you could do better than other people and yet they go beyond you because they're male. I mean, it's just so stupid. So I fought it and worked with a lot of women and we all fought it and maybe things are a little better now. I think they are much better now, but they still aren't equal.
You were disconnected or taken away or, you know, distanced from your passion for giraffes. Were you able to reconnect with that?
Oh, yes.
How?
I went with Ali, actually, on one of our trips, and while she was taking footage, I was just looking at these wonderful animals and making notes and doing further research and talking to all the people that had been working all these years and hadn't known where I was. It was so exciting. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so what happened was Anne, when she was denied tenure, the only thing left for her to do was for her to write a book. So she used all the data that she'd collected in South Africa, and she teamed up with a guy named Bristol Foster, and together they wrote a textbook, which became known as the Bible on giraffes. There was very little known about them, and this was a book that giraffe keepers and giraffe scientists used, and this was sort of unbeknownst to Anne. She didn't realize that this textbook had such an effect on people. And as she said, she was absent from the giraffe world for decades and didn't realize that anyone really cared about the work she'd done, but they did. They cared very much. And when giraffes started to go into decline, I mean, they're quite endangered now. There were two women in the States, Amy Phelps and Lisa Clifton Bumpus, and they were organizing a conference around giraffes and wanted an icon, wanted a spokesperson. And they immediately thought of Anne because she's known as the grand dame of giraffes. So they found her. They looked her up and found her and invited her down to the conference and gave her an award. And from that point on, Anne has been re-immersed into the giraffe community. And she's connected with all the scientists that are doing, you know, the cutting-edge research today. So it's been quite a ride. I've been really lucky to be able to tag along with her on it and film it.
And you talked about the anger and frustration you faced when you were denied tenure at the University of Guelph. Has that anger subsided? Has there been closure on that part?
Well, after a long wait, just a couple of months ago, it was decided that they would give, what do they call, Ali?
Well, what happened was, I guess the University of Guelph started getting some inquiries about what they were doing about this. People started watching the film, and they were quite angry about the treatment that Anne and other women received back then. And it certainly wasn't only the University of Guelph. There were other universities that were exhibiting the same sort of behavior. But the University of Guelph really stepped up. They issued Anne an official apology, and the current dean of biology screened our film for his students and for the faculty. And at that time, he announced that he was establishing the Anne Innes Dagg Scholarship for Summer Research. So every year, $8,000 will go to a student, a female biology student, to help with her field research. So that was really cool.
That was wonderful. It's a wonderful way of getting over it. I would have thought that could never, ever happen. Because over the years, people have found my notes in my museums, and I've got, you know, little things about, oh, you went to Africa so early ago, but nobody was really interested. And now that Alan has made the film, people are just excited and coming by in hordes, really, to see the movie, which is so wonderful. And then we can tell them about how the giraffe are endangered, which most people don't realize.
And you've inspired a whole new generation of
exactly.
women, I think. Anne and Alison, thank you so much for joining me today. And I wish you all the best with this documentary.
Oh, well, thanks so much.
Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you, Nadia.
Anne Innes Dagg is a giraffologist and the subject of the film The Woman Who Loves Giraffes. Alison Reed is the filmmaker of that documentary. And that film opens today here in Winnipeg at Cinematheque and runs until the 21st. There are two showings today if you want to catch that, one at 3 and one at 5. And you can check out all the times and dates online. Just head over to winnipegfilmgroup.com